Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And welcome back to Pirates Fest 2024 here until 6 o'clock. It's a free event. Just go to pirates.com/piratesfest to download your digital tickets. I'm Dan Zangrilli. This hour, Jack Suwinski, Brian Reynolds at the top of the hour at 11 o'clock. Right now, it is the Renegade, David Bednar, joining us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Nice of you to bring everybody from Mars down to the event with you, David.
They all made a trip down.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. How about it? This is a big day for you, huh? Big day for you. 4:15, big football game, little nightcap with some hockey, little Yinzer delight here.
It really does get much better than that.
It does. Yeah. All right. So what do you got here? First off, keys to the game, Steelers-Ravens.
Oof. I mean, I think you just got to keep that offense rolling with Mason, and I think just ride that hot hand, and, you know, he's been throwing the ball. He's been slinging it. The running game's been unbelievable. Najee and Jalen, holy cow. They've been running it down people's throats, and it's been really impressive to watch, and the defense has been great, so just keep that rolling.
You've got takes, huh? you've got takes, right?
Mild takes.
It's all right. Well,
I'm not a big hot take guy.
I understood, but, you know, on the quarterback situation, I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to roll with the hot hand, huh? It's like in baseball, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think right now it's not it is what it is, but I think he's got to keep it rolling. Mason's been throwing the ball well, so he's got to keep it rolling.
I like it. I mean, do you think they get into the postseason? Because the scenarios are crazy.
Yeah, no, I feel good about it. I knock on wood. Uh-huh. But I like the chances of winning Baltimore today, and then I like one of the two scenarios happening. So we'll see. But I'm optimistic.
All right, you're optimistic about the 2024 Bucco season, yes?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
How could you not be?
Oh, well.
It's a lot of excited people here, and I think they have good reason to be.
I know. How about it? I mean,
yeah,
this is
awesome.
I mean, this is a great turnout at the event. You're coming off individually an incredible 2023. Do you find yourself playing that woulda, coulda, shoulda game? Because you look at the improvement from 22 into 23, and man, if O'Neal Cruz were healthy. Man, if JT Brubaker, it was coming out of his hand. I don't know if folks really understand. Towards the end of spring training, it was firm. He was snapping them off. I mean, you lose G-Man. I mean, this team was beset by more than their fair share of injuries, but still improved as they did. Do you find yourself like, man, 2023 could have actually been better than it was?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you always kind of play that game in the thin year, but especially with the start that we had and, you know, the pieces that we had. But I think it you look back on it, and if we just, like, take that big lull in the middle of the season and just, you know, instead of 3-4 games, turn into just 1 or 2 and then turn those streaks around. But, no, I think we're really excited and looking forward to 2024 and, you know, I think it's important that we finish the season on a strong note, and, you know, the guys learn to win together, and everybody has another year under their belt, and, you know, I think we're excited.
Do you find your voice kind of getting louder in that clubhouse organically or otherwise, sort of taking over a role and starting to, for lack of a better term, own the clubhouse or part of it at least?
I think as a group, as a whole, I think we do a good job of it, and, you know, we're fortunate to have some older guys, and it's we're very fortunate to have Kutch back. You know, just not only is, you know, what he does on the field, off the field, and everything like that, but he's a great role model and just a guy who's been there and done it. And I think that's something that can't be stressed enough, how important that is to, you know, just be able to watch a guy and see what he does, you know, day in, day out, to be successful and to have the career that he's had.
David Bednar, Pirates all-star closer, is with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. A little surreal, do you find it? Because, you know, watching the TV specials of Kutch coming out to, you know, the Mars Youth Day, and there you are. As Kutch was just becoming a thing and at the apex of his career, and you know, playing with essentially your heroes or the guys that you look up to, that there are, like, what percentage of people on the planet get to do that?
No, that part's really cool. I remember when I, like, faced him, I think, for the first time, or I saw him, like, working out in the off season when I first got drafted, and I was, you know, now whenever he got traded, you know, I think as a Pirates fan, not only just, like, that I was going to play with him, but more of a fan, that I was more pumped for that he was coming back to Pittsburgh, and, you know, rightfully so. I mean, he's the man, so it's awesome.
The bullpen, it looks like a pretty good group, especially if there are leads to protect at or around the seventh inning. I think that fans can comfortably feel good about where things are at, that it's gonna stay where it's at. With you at the end, Holderman right there in the eighth, and then, I mean, Barack, I mean, the back end of the bullpen looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely no shortage of guys, and we're, you know, it's a really tight-knit group, and it was cool to see that kind of group grow into, you know, what you saw kind of towards the end of the year, and just a lot of guys stepped into some big roles, and, you know, it was really cool to see some guys made their debuts and, you know, step in those big roles and throw some leverage innings and, you know, have some success with it and kind of run with it.
What do you do in the off season? Where do you work out? Because I ask that question because I wouldn't put it past you to be like, $9.99 a month, I'm going to go to Planet Fitness and, like, and get my workout in there. Like, no, but or, like, you get after it, don't get me wrong, but you also strike me as a guy that doesn't overcomplicate it, because pitchers can go down the rabbit hole and, like, you know, dive into their edutronic cameras, and, you know, you're not going to Driveline in Washington and, like, you know, hucking weighted balls up against the wall for hours on end.
Yeah, no, I'm fortunate with the workout stuff. Allegheny Health Network has a great sports performance. They have a great staff over there, and I'm fortunate to have a good setup there. And then, no, I definitely do not overcomplicate it. I just kind of grip it and rip it, and I think less is more with that kind of stuff as far as my mindset goes with it.
I figured you'd actually just be doing curls in your garage or something like that, watching the Steeler game on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it. Well, hey, congratulations on an incredible year. This, does it ever get surreal? Like, hey, I'm doing this at home. I'm sure you can, you know, talk to Neil Walker about this, and you do. Doing this here, there are challenges and demands that come with it. But I mean, you get to be a Bucco, and you grew up here. That to me never gets old.
No, it's absolutely surreal, and I'm kind of running out of words to describe it. But, like, it truly does not. I can't really express how crazy it is and how awesome, and, you know, I don't take a second for granted, and just, you know, every single day I go down and see my jersey in the locker and, you know, walk across the field and just turn around and look at the skyline. It's so special, and look around the seats and think about how I went there as a kid and watched so many games, and it's so crazy, and I'm just so blessed to have this opportunity.
Well, opportunity here to do some really special things in 2024, anticipating a really good year from everybody, including yourself, David. All the best to you, man.
Absolutely. Thank you. Good
David
Bucks.
Bednar, the Renegade, joining us from Pirates Fest 2024.
Go Steelers, go Pens, too.
Oh, boy, of course. Yep.
Go Steelers, baby.
I love it. All right. Back in a moment here from Pirates Fest. Do stay with us on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.